Good morning. Gibraltarian authorities have called on the humanitarian rescue ship, the Aquarius, to sail under a different flag. The threat has surprised the ship run by the French charities SOS Méditerranée and Doctors Without Borders, MSF, who argue the move is motivated by political interests. According to the NGOs, the Aquarius has been in constant contact with Gibraltar since June and has always met all the required norms. Frederic Penard, the head of operations for MSF, said there is no concrete or objective reason whatsoever for Gibraltarian authorities to make any reproach against the Aquarius. The NGO said it hoped the threat was not yet effective and that there was still time for it to be withdrawn. If not, the Aquarius would have to quickly look for another flag to sail under, most likely from Germany, as it cannot operate without one. British expats living in Spain, France and Italy launched a legal challenge on Tuesday against the 2016 UK referendum, arguing the Leave campaign broke electoral laws, therefore making the Brexit vote unconstitutional. The legal challenge was presented by pro-EU advocacy group UK in EU Challenge, which represents Brits living in France, Italy and Spain. The group submitted a judicial review against Prime Minister Theresa May at London's High Court, arguing that the recent Electoral Commission's findings on Be Leave and Vote Leave mean the UK referendum to leave the EU was not a legal, fair or free vote. A British woman brawled with men yesterday morning as she confronted a group of angry protesters, many of them serving police officers. Roads between La Linea and Gibraltar were blocked early yesterday by union protesters who were calling for equal pay between Spain's various tiers of law enforcement. Tourists were among those prevented from crossing the border and long tailbacks began to form. And eventually the protest turned angry. The protest was organised by Justapol, a pressure group focusing on police salaries. A Formula One legend, Michael Schumacher, is to be transferred to a Majorcan mansion brought by his wife Karina. Swiss magazine La Illustrée quoted the mayoress of Antrach as saying, "I can officially confirm Michael Schumacher is going to move to our municipality and everything is being prepared to welcome him." The magazine said she confirmed the news to one of their correspondents, but as yet no one on the island is able to say when the 50-year-old is due to arrive or how long he'll be staying. Last month, his wife Karina is said to have brought Real Madrid president Florentino Perez's Majorcan mansion. Schumacher, who is the only driver in Formula One history to win 7 world titles, was placed in a medically induced coma following a skiing accident in December 2013 in the French Alps. He was looked after in hospital but eventually transferred to his family home near Lake Geneva in 2014, where he has been receiving medical rehabilitation. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.